This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. The most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway. From karts to NASCAR. If it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day. How about a Talladega weekend along the Gulf Coast of Alabama? As always, a special time. Lots of racing to talk about. Hey, I am Kane with Full Throttle Racing. And by the way, you can listen to the show later, podcast, at usfdracing.org. Thank you to the sponsors. Mobile International Speedway takes a very rare weekend off. We'll talk to Rick Crawford in just a minute, talk about what's up. Also, Sunny South Raceway off back in May 12th. We'll talk with Lonnie today. Deep South Speedway actually racing on the dirt. I'll be over there kind of playing and announcing. And Gacy will be on the air a little bit. Ed Seafood Shed, thank you to them. And, of course, Montgomery Motor Speedway. But Grant Enfinger is going to be on the show here in a little bit later. And, obviously, the quote of the week was, Vanderlei took offense with Grant's driving on lap 96. And we're going to kind of get into that and talk to him a little bit about his perspective on what happened. A lot of beating and banging in that race. And if you didn't know what happened, hold on. We're going to educate you a little bit later. Also, like we said, we've got lots of other stuff to talk about. We've got some audio from Johanna Long talking about her comparison to Danica, getting fans because some people who don't like Danica like her and what she thinks of that, and actually just racing at her home track at Talladega. And one of the guys there for, as we were talking off the air at the Wreck Fest, is Rick Crawford. Hey, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Kane. We're Full Throttle, man.
Oh, yeah, always are, man, always are. Let me ask you something. Before we get into what happened in Mobile, let's talk about Talladega. You're up there. We were talking about Thomas Prater, his first time ever being in an ARCA race, which is a big deal, and he actually did pretty good, didn't he?
Absolutely. He did what he had to do, and he did the best with what he had. Mm-hmm. Young man got an opportunity to start a race at Talladega Super Speedway. I was calling the race on 92.7, the Thunder, broadcasting on the radio waves yesterday. Had a good time with Jim Jacobs and Grady. Oh, yeah. We had a good time, and Thomas Prater missed all the carnage. There was a big wreck, I think, on lap 11, and then there were some wrecks periodically during the race, and come down toward the end, had him a lead lap finish, I believe, and a top 20, and congratulations to Thomas Prater. Also, his twin sister graduates this morning.
Wow.
From Huntington College. So she excelled in softball, and she does a great job, and congratulations to her.
Good for the Prater family. That's really cool. I tell you, I want to talk a little bit about the carnage, like you said. I'm seeing a lot of news reports. If you haven't been around, obviously, Talladega's this weekend, one of the biggest races, at least on the Gulf Coast. What do you think? You had several accidents there, and again, a great win for a new driver, Larry McReynolds' son, took a great win for the family. But what do you think you're going to see for the rest of the weekend up there? Obviously, I think they're saying pack racing. It's not going to be the dual racing or the two-car shuffle. And that's something the fans didn't like, Rick. What do you think you could tell someone if they're on the borderline of going up to Talladega this weekend?
Well, you're not going to be disappointed by no means. You're going to see some wrecks. That's what big pack racing causes, is some wrecks and people moving around. But yesterday in the ARCA race, they had 20 rookies starting a 43-car field. And what that means is that's people that's never raced at, say, Daytona, Talladega, and the wrecks wasn't caused by rookies. The rookies were actually watching what was going on, and the veterans were pushing each other around out there and turning sideways in front of people, and it was just collecting other cars, as it has a tendency to do at Talladega. So, but anyway, the veterans usually try to show off, and I know how that feels, and so that's what's going to happen today in the nationwide race, and I think that's what's going to happen tomorrow in the Cup race. But as everybody knows, tomorrow, the Sunday show at Talladega, big and bold, Talladega Super Speedway, and the veterans are the best in the world.
Well, you've done kind of a change this year. You've kind of put on, well, actually last year too, you put on that hat as a promoter instead of a racer for the major part of your time around. And so far it's been great. You've got a lot of stuff. You've had the first ARCA race. You're getting great crowds. You have lots of excitement. But you've also got a truck and you're getting it ready for Texas. What's the story there?
Yeah, Tagsby Racing out of Oklahoma moved their operation to Charlotte, and we got some better equipment and I think faster trucks, and trying to get settled in on crew chief and crew and things like that, so the operation's getting, better performance rating, and so we're just trying to get a truck ready to go for Texas. I'm probably going to run another six races toward the end of the year, and that includes Talladega coming up. So that's in the fall. So I'm really excited about it, and I'm not stepping out from under the wheel yet. So I'm having fun.
Well, that's awesome, and that's what it's about. And, you know, you talk about the fastest fun around. That's the slogan that you guys have gone back to at Mobile International Speedway. Last weekend had a great run. Everyone thought Bubba Pollard in the Miller Lite Super Late Models was going to take it, but with 12 laps to go, lost a tire, of all things. Still finished the race, but Kyle Benjamin, the super kid, went his way all the way through the field. And, man, that kid was ear-to-ear smiling. I have not. Now, you see excitement in Victory Lane, and this kid was dancing in the car, couldn't get out of those belts quick enough, man. He is amazing, and that's a name I think we're going to hear for a while, isn't it, Rick?
Especially at Mobile International Speedway. Yeah. We've got a 14-year-old that I was talking to his mom at Victory Lane, and she's like, you know, Kyle really loves coming here and racing. We're thinking about calling Mobile International Speedway his home track because he has three wins there already at 14 years old.
Wow.
And so, but I felt sorry for Bubba Pollard. I went watching the race coming off turn four in the infield, and I could see that left rear getting soft on him with 10 laps to go. I didn't think it was going to last the last 10 laps, and he hung on to it and finished second. And so I thought that was a good accomplishment. Great racing, 24-car field, great racing in all divisions. Coming up May 12th, we got the ride-along program for the kids. So it's sort of the end of a school year. Bring the kids on out, parents, and they get to ride. And I tell you what, if we got room in some of them trucks or bomber cars, the parents can get in there and ride too. So bring everybody out there. It's called ride-along night, out of school summer. And we're going to have a good time with the kids and the families on May 12th. And we're taking off this weekend because of, Talladega and all the big party going on in North Alabama.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, before we let you go, I want to mention also, you know, there was a you talk about Pollard. He was collected in an accident, lap 50. Logan Boyette spun, collected Anthony Sergey, and that was one of the hardest hits that I've seen on the front straightaway. It's one of those wrecks that there was a huge fireball hit so hard, I believe it flattened the headers on Sergey's car. And the most important thing is they were okay, but huge fireball. And they rode up, and I mean, the concussion, all the fans said, we felt that one. I said, imagine what it was like in the car.
I felt it.
Yeah.
I was standing, you know, I meet and greet the fans and stuff like that behind the flag stand. And both cars, one was black and blue. I think the driver was too when the accident was over. And then the other car was also black. And these two cars sort of just like, really hit hard right under the flag stand, and I'm like, what in the heck happened?
Yeah.
You know, and because, I mean, I wasn't expecting because the race was sort of just winding down three-quarters of the way through, and all of a sudden you have this explosion on the front straightaway with two cars, not fire, folks, but actually an explosion percussion from a wreck, and it's like, oh, my goodness. So I got down on the front straightaway and started picking up pieces of these two cars and putting them in the safety vehicle, and it's like, holy smoke, what a wreck.
Yeah. But again, everyone was okay, which was great. You had the Alabama Pipe Modifieds, or Pipe and Supply Modifieds. Bubba Pollard got under Mad Dog Maddox and took the win. So he was in victory lane. He thought that would be a good start. And it was. And those cars, and that class is really seems to be growing. And you're getting some great racing there.
Absolutely. And there was a bunch of cars took the green flag. Had my buddy Robbie Geis dropping the green flag that works for Hendrick Motorsports. He has five of those championship rings.
Yeah.
And when he dropped the green flag, all heck broke loose. They were wrecking under the flag stand there, too. But it knocked a couple of cars out.
Yeah.
And then we came back. You know, Bubba Pollard's had a tough time in the modifieds. He hadn't won a lot of races in that division. But he got Tommy Hammond's car running good Saturday night and went on to win. But that is a class I see getting stronger. And they're putting on some great races.
Yeah. And then Chad Robinson takes the win in the Bob Speed Shop Sportsman. Again, Brandon Tipton takes another win in the Isle of Motor 2 Bombers. So, again, these guys will all be back at it on the 12th. Ride-along program, and rumor has it that you've got the race cars, but also that Rick Crawford might be able to give you a ride in the pace cars. Is that true?
Yeah, and we got the trucks at night. I mean, you know, I'm a truck guy. I'm sort of a pickup man. And so I might give them a ride in a pickup if I can get somebody to let me drive around the racetrack. So
that's cool.
We might have to get out there in the old truck and let them ride in it.
Two more things and we'll let you go. I want you to enjoy your weekend. I want to talk about really quick May 26th. My father-in-law is going to be in town, retired from the military. Can't wait to get to the track, and you're doing something awesome. It's a huge salute to the troops. So I thank you as a family member for what you do for that, and tell us what special events you got coming up, because that's going to be a big night.
Absolutely. We're going to salute to the troops, and if you're an active military or a retired military veteran, absolutely free to enter Mobile National Speedway and come on out and enjoy a night of racing. We'd like to salute you, and which we always think about our military. And on May 26th, Memorial Day weekend, what a weekend to do that. And then that's the Super Late Model, Miller Lite 100. So you're going to see some great racing, great car count. We're averaging like 28 cars in that division this year. So a great car count for that. You're going to see some exciting racing. And just breaking news coming out next March, be the second annual Mobile ARCA 200.
All right, Rick, that is great news. Congratulations. You're doing it again. The circus comes back to town. Wow. That's great. Yeah, we'll get that all over. That's great news on a Talladega weekend. What a special time to announce that. We appreciate that, Rick. Well, you deserve it, and you guys always have a great run. One more question we do have to touch on. The Grant Enfinger, DJ Vanderlei incident that happened last Friday, you decided to also put a suspension on DJ Vanderlei. If people haven't heard, it was a caution, and they were racing pretty hard, and, heated temperament, and DJ ended up spinning Grant during a caution, and as he was getting out of the car, hit him again. And so Five Flag Speedway has banned him for the rest of the year. I don't know if there's any kind of financial, issues there. What has Mobile International Speedway done, or have you made a decision yet, Rick?
Well, since it's the Sunoco Championship, Gulf Coast Championship Challenge, from Friday night to Saturday night, we're in a combination of points. If it was like a Friday night race in Pensacola, Mobile wouldn't really do anything for Saturday night, and welcome DJ Vanderlei to come race. DJ Vanderlei is welcome to come race, but he can't run in the Sunoco Challenge races that we have a combined point fund for, and it's a super late model event. But I watched that unfolding. I was actually there at Five Flag Speedway last Friday night.
Yeah.
It was a shame to see two great talents come together and basically lose their cool, cost other owners and drivers good finishes because they tore up a few cars.
Yeah.
And, I hope they can put all this behind them and to see what DJ Vanderlei did to Grant Enfinger. And it's all over, folks. We're not telling you anything new.
Right.
You can look it up on YouTube, Five Flag Speedway - Vanderlei. And it's a shame. And I've often said it. If you're going to fight, do it on the front straightaway in front of the fans. I'll slow Larry Lavender down and take the keys out of his golf cart. But I'm just kidding. I really am. I'm just kidding. I don't think race car drivers should fight. But if you want to point a finger and holler at each other, I think that's great. But leave your emotions to yourselves, not to the cars, because those cars belong to the owners. They're expensive, and you shouldn't use a race car as a battering ram.
Well, Rick, that's a great way to wrap it up. We appreciate you. You have a great weekend off, and I know it's not really a weekend off, but we look forward to having you back on next weekend and talking about a great show for the kids and the families. Thank you, as always, Rick, and have a great weekend, my friend.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kane. I enjoyed your show, and I look forward to May 12th, too. And like I say, come on out, kids. We're going to ride you around the racetrack, and if your parents want to go, hop in. We'll take you for a ride.
There you go. That's Rick Crawford from Mobile International Speedway. We appreciate him. And we're going a little bit long here before we take the next break because I want to talk about Johanna Long. She was for the Nationwide Series up yesterday. Had a pretty good run, and she was actually in getting some of the questions to her. I want to play about a two-minute clip as she talks about her thoughts on Talladega, the Nationwide Series, and, again, that comparison to Danica. And she handles it pretty good. It's about 2 minutes, and then we'll go to break, and we've got Lonnie coming up from Sunny South Raceway. But here's Johanna Long and her thoughts.
Well, it's like my home track, I guess you can say. I live about 2 hours from my home track, so it's like home. All my family's here this weekend to watch me race, but this is my first year in the Nationwide Series, and I feel like it's gone really well. I feel like I had my goals that I wanted to run in the top 15 or run in the top 20, and I feel like I've worked with the team really hard this year to get good cars and be a good driver and them to learn me and what I like, so we're doing really good at it.
Okay, very good, Joanne. We'll take some questions now. I think, Lee, did you have a question? Lee Spencer's got a question. State your name, affiliation, then we'll go to Bob Hawkins. Go ahead, Lee.
Lee Spencer, Fox Sports. So Travis Pastrana had this bet last week that if the girls beat him on the racetrack, he'd give his winnings to charity. You girls followed up on that yet?
No, I haven't, but I heard about it, and I'm glad I could be a part of that. That was really cool, I guess you can say. And it was really cool racing with him. You know, he's a great driver, and it was cool to be a part of that. And we had a really good race at Richmond last weekend. It was probably a short track. It was a short track, and it was one that I should be good on from short tracks, and it was a lot of fun to be out there.
Bob?
Bob Pockris, Sporting News. I know a lot of people kind of try to compare you to Danica, but I wanted to ask you what it's like, because it seems that anybody who dislikes Danica is like rooting for you. It's like that her presence has created new fans for you. Have you gotten the sense of that at all? And I mean, and did you expect that kind of a reaction from fans?
I guess you expect it, I guess, because like people like to root for different people, but I really don't like compare myself to anyone else, you know, just another driver out there in a 43 car field, and it's out there worrying about myself and my car and to better place my finish.
Show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you, Rick Crawford, and how about Talladega weekend? Great hearing from Johanna Long, who's done great so far up there, and getting ready for the next races continuing. Thank you also to Deep South Speedway. Tonight, Etla Racing, they've got night two of $500 to win for the Stinger Double Blowout. Also, if you haven't seen them, the Northwest Florida Truck Series, these guys are wild to watch. They kind of look like S10s on steroids, which is great. I'll be announcing out there, and they've got other divisions, and I know Casey's on the way. Montgomery Motors Speedway, Chris Carter takes the weekend off. Well-deserved. Probably face down in the dirt at Talladega by now. And, of course, Ed's Seafood Shed. We appreciate Ed and Barbara. And we took the whole race team there for Missy, one of the driver's wives. And we had a good time, as we always do. And we appreciate Ed. So, well, good morning. We had racing. Sunny South Raceway last weekend. It resumes again May 12th. And Lonnie is the man that can tell us about it. Good morning and happy race day, brother.
Happy race day, my friend. Since they passed that law, is it still okay to say happy Cinco de Mayo, or is that like, you know, you can't say that anymore?
I think happy Cinco de Race Day.
Okay.
We'll put it all together. So
I like it.
That's right, Cinco de Mayo today. Well, that's awesome. I forgot about that. Well, let's talk about what it was like last weekend. You know, we have had so much fun. Joe McArdle was on last weekend talking about some of the classes and some of the excitement that we've really seen at Sunny South Raceway. Now, I have a special place for my heart in the track because you know this, and the slogan we always say is you're training tomorrow's drivers today something like that. I might have butchered it, but I do love it because you guys do so much, you know, that with that new kart class that you've got for the kids and everything, and it's really starting to show. You're starting to see some fresh drivers out there, people who you never heard of, and that's what you're trying to do out there, isn't it?
Well, it's true. We do prepare tomorrow drivers today. And let me go out and say this. You know, we do have some new faces up and coming. Mm-hmm. Really, really proud of one of our Pro Challenge drivers last week. I'll get back to that in just a minute.
Oh,
however,
yeah.
Let me tell you, yesterday in the ARCA race, well, everybody knows that Grant Enfinger,
yes,
and DJ Vanderlee came through Sunny South Raceway. Mm-hmm. Really proud of those guys. That's just tons of talent those two guys have. In that ARCA race, Tommy Prater, the Moose,
yep,
started racing Bandoleros at Sunny South Raceway. Greg Hutto used to race Stingers at Sunny South Raceway, now racing an ARCA car up at Talladega.
That's cool.
I actually drove his car in a celebrity race like 4 years ago or something like that. Great, great guy. Love to see that Greg Hutto has gone up there and got an opportunity in that ARCA car. Real good guy.
That's amazing to say. I mean, yeah, just a few short years, he was running a Stinger. Now, a Stinger is the bottom line. I mean, it's a front-wheel drive.
Well, it's not the bottom.
No,
you know,
no,
I mean,
no.
It's a starter class.
Right, yeah.
You know, but I mean, I feel that, you know, anybody that can get out on a racetrack, man, that's cool. But I understand it's a feeder class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Good way to put it. Well, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I don't know how much time we have, because I want to talk about all the drivers of where they're at. I got to talk about our Memorial Day Classic. Got to talk about next week's race. Got a big announcement with Stingers.
Well, so take it away, baby.
What are you thinking about?
Go ahead. This is the Lonnie Show. What you got, man?
Here we go. Starting on May the 12th, check this out. The Stinger race is going to be paying an extra $500 to the winner in addition to what the track already puts up.
Wow.
So if there's 10 Stinger cars show up, there's a possibility or the Stinger winner will get walk home with $700.
That's almost enough for a new Stinger. You know, it's amazing because you're seeing that at other tracks. You guys, the tracks this year are starting to put out some big money. That's big money for a Stinger class. And, you're starting to see more of them out of the woodwork, aren't you?
Well, we really are. And it's because, like we were talking a minute ago, I mean, it's basically an entry-level, you know, learn-how-to-race kind of thing, four-cylinder front-wheel drive. They race them on dirt. They race them on asphalt. You can race at Deep South Speedway this week.
Right.
Come on over to Sunny South Raceway. Nice. And about the only difference is that at Sunny South Raceway, we require all four tires be the same size.
Okay.
Where, you know, if you run a different tire on the right than on the left, you're going to have a little bit of stagger. You can open it up, and it's going to handle a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But at Sunny South Raceway, you know, we run all four tires the same size. So you can run, you know, Deep South this week with Casey. Come over and see us next weekend.
That's awesome.
You know, try and walk away with that big $700 next week. And then Memorial Day, we're going to have the same thing going on, an extra $500 to the winner in addition to what the track is going to pay. So I need to sneak a thanks, Lance, in there for that.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's great. And like I said, well, for that class, for a lot of the beginners, because that's where I started, you see some of the drivers at Mobile, and like you said, all the way up to the ARCA ranks, you know, cutting your teeth at Sunny South Raceway, and before that, J&J Speedway, when it was a dirt track.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to be racing next weekend on the 12th, which there's going to be some people supposed to come in from out of town, because that's our prep race for the big Memorial Day Classic that's going to be May 25th and 26th. But on the 12th, all mothers will get in free. It's going to be Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It's two weekends in a row. One weekend, the mothers are going to get in free for Mother's Day. The next weekend, Memorial Day Classic, all military gets in free at Sunny South Raceway. I'm a veteran. Joe McArdle's a veteran. Yeah. Several other people involved with the track have prior military service. We understand the sacrifices that our service members make. We appreciate that. And the least we can do is let them come watch racing for free.
No, thank you for doing that, Lonnie. That's cool. And that means a lot to a lot of people, including me. So that's way cool that the track supports that. Well, that's great. You know, with all that, too, said, you know, if you're not familiar with the track, it's a beautiful facility. I always call it our own private Bristol in our own backyard, because you've got these different styles of cars, from the Stingers all the way up to the, you know, the Pro Challenge trucks. And I'm going to let you keep talking here in a minute. But if you've never been out there, just right now while you're listening, go to Sunny South Raceway. .org and check out the cars that are out there. A little bit different. Go ahead, man.
Yep, thank you very much for that. Also, and speaking of the different cars, we do have the Bandoleros, the four classes of Legends that we try to run in two different classes. We have the Pro Challenge, and we have the Mighty Mike carts, brand new, first time ever at any track anywhere in the world here at Sunny South Raceway. But I want to talk real quick to make sure I get this in about my friend, Dave Nolan. Now, let me explain. I had a Pro Challenge truck, and because we had hoped that someone else was going to run the track this year. Because we're racers. Joe McArdle, Brian McArdle, me, Bill Elmore Sr., everybody. We're racers first. Then we ended up getting into this track thing. So I bought a Pro Challenge truck. Well, we ended up, now we're having to run the track again this year, so I can't run the truck. So I said, well, I'll just, you know, sell it to somebody around here, let them run my truck. So now the truck belongs to Bad K Racing out of Pensacola.
Yeah.
Dave Nolan. His dad's Bill Nolan, retired military.
Yep.
Thank you, Billy.
Absolutely.
In his second race in the truck, he went out and won the feature race.
That's awesome.
I mean, just amazing. The little guy can drive. Mm-hmm. And I think I think he's like 13 to 14 years old.
Yeah, yeah. I see him at Mobile all the time when they have an off weekend. I see him. He'll probably be at Deep South tonight. Those guys travel everywhere just to go and absorb racing. You talk about a good race family, that's it.
Boy, you're not kidding. And just respectful and
yep.
well-mannered.
Yep.
I mean, you know, congratulations to Billy Nolan, you know, about the one of the best-behaved racers I've ever met in my life is Donald Crocker.
Yeah, yeah.
And he reminds me, the Nolans remind me of Donald Crocker, how they're well-spoken, they're well-behaved, respectful, don't tear their stuff up on the track, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, we've got about three more minutes, so what else do you want to
okay.
hit? Oh, you're fine, you're fine.
Okay, here I go. Let's see, I want to talk about the Memorial Day race. Here's what's mm-hmm. going to happen. There's going to be a two-day deal on May the 25th, which is a Friday. We're going to have a regular Saturday night program on Friday night. But then on Saturday, I wrote some notes down here from Joe. There's going to be a $1,000 to the legend winner, $500 to a pro challenge winner, $1,000 to the Stinger.
Wow!
Winner.
I might have to build one for that.
That's big. That's big money for our little track.
That is huge.
And the Mighty Mites will be there too. This is the 4 to 8 or 9 year olds mm-hmm. that are in the champ carts that don't have any race experience at all. Those are going to be there. That's grown from a class of like 4 or 5 to 9 carts right
that's
now, and
awesome.
They're still growing. People are talking about it. It's great. Love to have them. Also, Memorial Day, military is going to get in free. I want to talk about our points,
okay.
and I'm going to do it real quick, y'all, so please don't be mad. In Bandoleros, Connor O'Kresic, you know him, he's in third. Andrew Nolan, who is Dave Nolan, we just talked about him in the Pro Challenge.
Yep.
Andrew is his younger brother. He's second in points. Jacob Stokes is first in points at Bandoleros. Then we're going to jump up to the legends, the top three. Connelly Dubuisson is in third. Hunter Lewis is in second in points. Joseph McArdle is first in points.
Good going.
You know, go figure with that. Joseph also drives a pro challenge. And let's see where he's at. Oh, look, Dave Nolan, my buddy's in third place. Bill Elmore Sr., we call him Pawpaw's, in second place. Joseph McArdle is leading the points in pro challenge. And to be honest with you, Kane, I don't think there's ever been anybody leading the points in two different classes at Sunny South Raceway.
Wow. See, and if there's one guy that's going to do it, it's Mr. Sunny South himself.
Oh, yeah, and this is Brian's son.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, Brian's been sick, and I want to jump in there and say, y'all, Brian needs a kidney, so y'all help us out. Go to www.kidney.org.
Yeah.
If you can sign up, we support kidney donation. Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook has even got a link on Facebook now for organ donations. So good for Mark Zuckerberg with all the controversy around him.
Mm.
I do need to talk about Stingers real quick.
Got 30 seconds.
I got it.
Yeah.
Top three, Jared Duff is in third. Daniel Martin, the big boy, is in second. And Randy Duff is in first at Sunny South Raceway Stingers. Man, we're just glad to have everybody come out. Okay, thanks again to Lance Woods. We appreciate you for having us on Full Throttle Racing, man. It's a great radio program.
Well, we appreciate you as always, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next weekend. Again, off weekend. Racing resumes May 12th. Lonnie, we love you.
We love you too, Kate. Hey, you be careful out there. We love you, man.
Coming up next, you've got an interview with Grant Enfinger. Lots to talk about with this young man. It's Full Throttle Racing. Show, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and later today this show will be podcast at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And what we do is we race for awareness for volunteer fire departments, and we've got a major announcement. We've got a huge donation coming from us to a big organization in North Carolina, so we'll get into that probably the next week or so. But I'm thrilled to have this next guy on. He's had national news the past week. It's been pretty busy with him. He's actually not at Talladega this weekend, but Grant Enfinger in the Carolinas. We'll talk with him. Grant, good morning and welcome to the show, man.
Appreciate you having me on, Kane.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, you know, we'll get to what we need to do in just a minute, talking about last Friday. But tell us what you're doing today. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, man, I'm actually in Statesville, North Carolina, with a friend of mine from Roush Yates Performance Parts. They they actually are having a big Boy Scout meet up here. So we brought a show car up here with those guys and meeting with all the Boy Scouts today. So hopefully we'll have a fun morning and some good weather up here. It's about 70 degrees and nice.
So last Friday, what were you doing?
I don't know. I seem to be getting calls from all over the country on that deal. I think I checked the other day. We're about up to 15,000 on our YouTube. We just need to translate that into money so we can fix our race car, I guess.
That would be it. Yeah, and let's talk about it. Last Friday. I wasn't there. I was doing a walk for cancer with my wife, but usually I announce at Five Flags. And, lots of drama. I understand there was lots of rubbing and racing. Some people say that Grant Enfinger, if you don't get out of his way, he's going to move you. Is that a problem to Grant or not? Does that bother you when you hear people say that? That's from other drivers. That's from fans. What are your thoughts when someone says that? As a race car driver, you knock on the door, if they ain't going to move, you limited time, you got to do what you got to do, I feel.
Yeah, there's always going to be controversy, and that's part of short track racing. There's always going to be that controversy going on. But in my opinion, I for the most part, race everybody else how I want to be raced or how I was raced by them the last time they got to me. And that's pretty much how I've approached everything. Now, I've made some mistakes. I've done some stupid things like a lot of people have, and I've got some regrets in my book. What happened on Friday night, I just never ever would have expected anything like that out of anybody that we race with, and it's in the past now. Not much we can do about it, but man, it embarrassed us as much as it did anybody. And we had some new sponsors aboard, Triple K Construction and Baldwin Container Company. They're on the late model all year, and it didn't look good for those guys, to be part of something like that. But they had our back through the whole deal, and hopefully we can just put this behind us and move on to the next one.
Well, if they give you any stuff about it, say, man, I've got 15,000 hits on YouTube for you. Give me some tires.
They got some exposure, but the wrong kind. They wanted all that drama to go along with it, but like I said, there's always going to be some controversy and some things that people do and don't like about the way you race them. But man, there's a line drawn. I think the line got crossed over on Friday night.
So you see on speed51.com, there's been a letter written from DJ that he says he takes full responsibility. He is embarrassed. He's upset, and he does everything but short of apologize, I believe, in the letter. When you're at the racetrack and things like this happen, you hear rumors. Rumors were, hey, you know what? Grant is going to sue him for assault of a deadly weapon. Put that to rest.
Yeah, I mean, the police officers talked to me about that. They said it was up to me to stop it. And, basically I said I don't feel like, he should get his life ruined over this deal or anything like that. But I do feel like he needs to make it right with George Bragg. It's George's car that got destroyed and all that mess. And like we were talking about earlier, we had some new sponsors on board, but these sponsor dollars are hard to come by.
Right.
And, between my car and his car, there was probably $15,000, $20,000 worth of damage in one fell swoop for no reason. And that's just not right in my book. If you're that mad at somebody, you need to do that outside the car. You don't need to destroy race cars over something like that. You're trying to get to a competitor or anything like that. But I'm sure DJ regrets it. And unfortunately, that's going to be something that probably sticks with his career for a while.
Right.
I had a fishing buddy over there in Orange Beach. He always helped us, Chris Garner. He always said it takes 10 attaboys to make up for one old crap. it's going to take him a while to get over that deal, I think.
Well, when you were getting out of the car, obviously you already had your helmet off when you rolled back, and then you hear his car redline and nail your door. At that time, you were unbuckling, getting out of the car, and you were getting out again. And what it was said again, DJ said he thought his car was in reverse, and he hit you again. And it wasn't as hard, but the thing is you were already upset. You were going over there. When you leaned into the car, what was said, or can you say?
I have no idea. I know it wasn't happy thoughts, right. So I was reaching for him, trying to grab him to get out of the car, and then he found reverse and got away. But to be honest with you, at that point, I didn't know what to think. I had no idea that anything. I honestly thought he was going to come up there and kind of shoot me the bird or something like that and go on. And then all of a sudden, we're sitting there with the wrecked race car. Then I'm trying to get out of the car, and then he goes and hits me in the door. So it was just a crazy, crazy turn of events. And like I said, and Bears for our guys at Triple K Construction and Baldwin Container Company, but like I said, they stood behind us, and they understand that that this stuff happened.
Well, we'll put it to bed. We appreciate you coming on board, talking your story, because I've had a lot of people waiting to hear your side of it, and I think a lot of people are listening to the show today, so I appreciate that. Now, in that same breath, you think your next races are going to be Bristol and Talladega. Let's talk about that and the latest with your rides.
Man, George Bragg, he's doing everything he can up here to make this truck deal work. He's got four really nice trucks. He's got me and one other guy working full-time for him up here in North Carolina on this stuff. He is working really, really hard to put some deals together. The next ones we know for sure are Bristol and Talladega. We're working on some stuff sooner than that. We're just not ready to make an announcement yet. Don't have anything quite solid enough. But man, we are working hard to make this truck program work. But we'll definitely make all the Blizzard races down there, and Josh will get all the Pro and Super races in Mobile. And hopefully we have a better last half of the year than we did last Friday night.
Well, I tell you what, congratulate Josh again for his first victory in what, 7 years, wasn't it?
Well, he's had some feature victories there, but yeah, he got a little heat race win a couple weeks ago, and hopefully he'll be back strong next week.
Well, we appreciate you coming on board. I know you've had a very busy week, but Grant Enfinger, you can see him at the NASCAR tracks, at the website's grantenfinger.com. Obviously, look him up at Facebook, but it's been great to have you on again. One more time, thank the sponsors.
Yeah, absolutely. Triple K Construction and Baldwin Container Company. And can't say enough about those guys. Like I said, they're on board for the whole year in the late models, and looking for big things in the future.
All right. Thank you, Grant. We'll see you next time on the show, my friend.
Thanks, Kane.
Absolutely. Grant Enfinger, and a great story there, and we'll have to see. Maybe we can get DJ's take on it. Coming up next, hey, dirt racing tonight. Oh, I can't wait. Back in the announcer's booth at Deep South Speedway. Right now, during the commercial break, go to deepsouthdirt.net, and you'll find out all about it. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to USFDRacing.org. That is the team with the United States Fire Department Racing that we race with at Hurricane Motorsports. And I want to thank my guys who actually have a weekend off. Cooper Tires, Highway 90, Ed Seafood Shed, Advanced Auto Parts, Aaron's Rent-to-Own, Skywatch Traffic, and again, like Ed's and everyone else. You have so many sponsors you have to thank. We're so thankful for them. And I tell you what, one track that's got some great sponsors this year and racing tonight is going to be Deep South Speedway. It's deepsouthdirt.com. Before the break, I said .net, but pull up the website. And we got Casey on the air with us. Casey, good morning. You're ready for a huge show tonight with the Cinco de Mayo blowout.
I'm ready. It's finally Saturday, Kane, and I'm ready to do it in the dirt.
Yeah, and that's it, man. And you guys have, you know, first of all, for people who don't know, you got a great facility in Loxley, Alabama. It's I-10, the Loxley exit, 4 miles north and right on the left. And tell us how big this monster dirt is.
Oh, it's 4/10 of a mile clay, tacky clay. It's a fast track.
You guys have done so much for it this year, and great car counts. And first of all, tonight is night two of the Stinger Double Blowout. $500 to win with Stingers, and we were talking with Lonnie earlier from Sunny South. He's doing the same thing next week, and there's lots of big money for these little cars.
Yeah, they've even hearing Lonnie do that over at Sunny South there, and he's doing the 700 next weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, I did 500 last weekend, yeah. 500 this weekend. I think I might park that sprint car and go Stinger racing. That looks like that's where the money's at.
You might make a little bit that time, no kidding. And
one driver tonight that is actually going to pull double duty tonight and race the 500 to win Stinger race in Milton, and he's won the last two Stinger races, and he's going to try to run the 500 to win in Milton, load his car up, and show up for the feature and see if he can make it three in a row at Deep South.
Oh, my gosh.
He stands to look at, if he can win at Milton and Deep South tonight, with the extra $200 bonus we have, he's looking at $1,200 in a weekend.
Wow, that means he's taking us all to Waffle House.
Taking us all. That makes me, hearing Lonnie talking there, when you brought up the A&J, had me reminiscing of my go-karting days and the flat track and motorcycles around that little track, and that's where I got my start at over there.
Well, you know, and I've always said with Deep South Speedway, it's so great, you know, that we struggled a little bit last year getting it as you took over the ownership into what you've done since last year, from rebuilding Turn 1 and 2 when there was a problem with the track and the drainage. Now that's perfect. I mean, it's hard to say, but I'll go in there and I'll take pictures of the track, put it on Facebook, and people say, where is this facility at? And I let them know gladly. And you pay great money to win. Open Wheel Modified, $750 to win tonight. Street Stock, $700. My Class Bombers, $600 to win. That's incredible. That's a lot more than what some of the other asphalt tracks will be paying.
Yeah, and that's some different stuff, me being, you know, racing myself. Yeah. You know, I know the money plays a big factor in a lot of things, so I'm trying to, you know, do things at the track that myself as a racer would like to be done. And, of course, every racer wants more money and trying to do it. And, you know, I told them the modified guys 2 weeks ago, just stuck my foot in my mouth, I guess, talking to one of them, told them they asked if I'd pay $1,000 to win if they got 16, and I just turned around and told them, no, not 16, but if you got me 20, and I'd be dang, we had 22 of them.
That's what you get through. Yeah, that's awesome, though, man. That's, hey, that gets him to the track. And one of my favorite classes, and I'm very vocal about it, is the open wheel modifieds, whether it's dirt or asphalt, but there's nothing. I remember last year driving Nathan Ingersoll's for a race, and it, man, you're going so fast, your vision's blurry, and then you turn left at 100 miles an hour sliding through the dirt. There's no better buzz in the world than that, my friend. And you know it as a sprint car driver.
Oh, yeah. Got my start on dirt. I tried back in 2000 doing some ASA stuff with the asphalt team, and about 6 months of that is all I could do. And no offense to anybody, everybody's got their own deal, asphalt or dirt, but me doing what I did to asphalt, I felt like I was a steering wheel holder. Sliding and, you know, the quick darting all over the place, and it just wasn't for me.
Well, you know what I tell you, obviously you've made a big difference at this track. Again, it's Deep South Speedway at deepsouthdirt.com. Tonight, what time do the gates open, and when can we get there and tell us about the special things that you do have planned?
Gates will open at 4. Race will start at 7. We got a lot of giveaways we'll be giving out through the night in the stands, which we do every Saturday night.
Tons of stuff.
The racers and local businesses just donate so much stuff for us to give away to the fans. And, you know, tonight starts a new program that I have for this year. Will be the first night of the Contingency Connection. And what it is it's a group that has over $100,000 worth of product certificates they give me to give to racers, just something extra to give them for just showing up and, you know, get discounts on parts and things. And I got stuff that they give me to give away to spectators also, like one tonight be $100 gift certificate for a bully dog. If, you know, if you want a performance fuel mileage, which everybody's looking for on their vehicles, and it'll save you $100 if you win that.
Oh, see, that, and that's it. Now, you guys, like I said, not only do you pack it in, but also with the kids. I can bring the kids out there any age, let them run around, and it's completely safe. And you've always had the great food as well. And tonight, maybe for Cinco de Mayo, you might have some tacos and some chili or something like that, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the girls are going to have exactly in the concession. You know, I just told them I'd like to, you know, have a little bit of Mexican food.
Yeah.
And they said we'll have it. And I'm sure we'll have some chips and salsa and some tacos. And I don't know how far they're going with it. But she showed up Wednesday, Lisa, and grabbed a check from me.
Oh,
so,
man.
I haven't seen the receipt yet, so I don't know how much stuff you bought.
Well, I tell you what, you can also, something cool, you can bring your own cervezas, your own beer in for $5. Bring your own cooler in, so that's something else you guys do. So it's deepsouthdirt.com. Again, Casey, we can't wait to be out there tonight. I'll be announcing, and I appreciate you guys letting me come out and play in the dirt. And we'll see you tonight for sure. And again, the Cajun Sprinters are coming up, but we'll talk about that next week, brother.
All right, yeah, we will do, and yeah, there'll be a memorial blowout, and next week I also will give everybody a nice big announcement that I think the entire Southeast would like to know.
I wish we could talk about it now, because I know what it is. Casey, we'll see you at the track later, brother.
All right, thanks, Casey.
All right, yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And thank you to Grant Enfinger and everybody else that was on, Rick Crawford and Lonnie from All the Tracks. And thank you for listening. In just a few minutes at usfdracing.org, we'll put the show up. God bless you all. Love you all. And we'll see you next weekend.